U.S. Democratic presidential contenders debated Wednesday night in the first major event of the 2020 election campaign. Tonight, 10 more Democrats will take the stage. AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports Joe Biden carries the burden of front-runner into tonight's debate.
Biden's challenge is to try to just appear presidential, appear as though he is kind of above the rest of the field and owns that front-runner status, while also not making it look like he's taking anything for granted. And that is a really tricky balance for him.
The candidates already have been campaigning for months in the early states, where Democrats will hold presidential party nominating contests next year. Amid new concern among American allies about the U.S. president's commitment to them, Donald Trump is seeking to offer reassuring words after arriving in Japan for the Group of 20 summit. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman is traveling with the president at the meeting in Osaka.
During his first meeting here, a working dinner with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Trump was asked by a reporter about a perception that an America alone approach is adversely affecting some of Washington's traditional closest allies in the Asia-Pacific region. He replied that the United States works with and takes care of its allies, but then he added,
I've inherited massive trade deficits with our allies, and we even help our allies militarily.
G20 host Shinzo Abe, Japan's prime minister, is hoping for reassuring words to be uttered publicly by Trump when they meet Friday morning in Osaka. In recent days, the president has questioned the fairness of the long-standing U.S.-Japan defense alliance.
That's VOA's Steve Herman reporting. From Washington, this is VOA News. A German humanitarian ship carrying 42 migrants rescued off the coast of Libya is in an Italian port today, defying orders from Rome to stay away. The ship's captain, Carola Rachetti, says Italian authorities have come aboard her ship.
Later today, we expect a delegation of Italian parliamentarians, and we hope that that will create the necessary momentum to finally disembark everyone and get them to a place of safety.
The vessel, operated by the German nonprofit Sea-Watch, had spent 2 weeks on the open seas when no European country would accept it. Acting Defense Secretary Mark Esper is at NATO headquarters in Brussels today. At a news conference at NATO headquarters, Esper says the allies should support efforts against Iran.
Most partners in the room acknowledge the challenges we face. I think they appreciate that the United States is not seeking war with Iran, that we want to get this off of a military track and onto a diplomacy track.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says alliance members are concerned about Iran.
The main message, the main focus of all allies is to de-escalate, is to actually avoid a conflict, is to find ways to reduce tensions.
Esper also urged allies to help develop a more diplomatic approach toward Iran in an effort to avoid a military conflict. Immigrant advocates are asking a federal judge to immediately require the southern border with Mexico. They are also calling for doctors to be let into the facilities where they say sleep-deprived, flu-stricken children are languishing in filthy conditions. AP's Cedar Antasio reports he saw firsthand the conditions in which the children were being held.
You see dozens of children in individual cells, some of them sleeping on bunk beds, some of them sleeping on cots that are on the floor. There were a lot of children that were sleeping in the middle of the day, particularly the teenagers, and some of the younger kids were up and active and playing.
Two suicide bombings in Tunis have killed at least one police officer and left later a second bomber blew himself up at a police station, wounding four officers. A Russian passenger plane crashed and burst into flames during an emergency landing in Siberia today, killing at least two crew members and injuring dozens of others. Russian officials say the plane overshot the runway. The officials say 47 people were on the plane when it went down. An investigation into the cause of the crash is underway. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.